Dear Florence, how are you this evening? This is Monday night, and I'm taping you a letter to try and get off tomorrow's mails because I'm going to Canto. Tomorrow's Tuesday. I'm going down to a conference, and I'm going to try and take this tape tomorrow and give to the Marv Bauer, the Air America man, and see if he can't get it up there and get it in the Manila box. Maybe you'll get it this weekend before I get to Manila. If I get to Manila, I might be having a little problem here getting in on the second, because I've had some problems with my inventory and it bounced on me and I was minus an awful lot of items, but I'm going down tomorrow and see what I can do about it. I've found a lot of them, but I got some that's missing that I have to should dig up someplace. About all I can do is tell them that we're trying real hard up here, but I'm missing a lot of things, like a couple of big desks and some Hong Kong furniture. Of all things, a lot of bookcases, Hong Kong bookcases shouldn't be missing. It should be in the houses. One typewriter got away from me. I don't know what happened to it. So my problems are not too critical. I guess they could tag me with them and stick me for $1,000 or so. But that's part of the job, I guess. I should have had this thing under control a long time ago, but I didn't have, and I got hell from the boss for it already, so I hope that that's all I catch. I hope I don't get involved anymore with anybody. But this is, I got your tape yesterday that you wrote just a week ago Sunday. And I received it on Sunday, and was very pleasantly surprised to receive a tape that you had made, a little 15 minutes on a side. Very happy to hear from you. You read me letters and stuff, which is interesting and very much of interest. But I kind of like to have your sweet voice talking about personal things, too, you know. And you can do those things if you want to. You just have to get in the mood for it. You have to get a smile on your face. You have to lift the crinkles on your eyebrows and say, boy, my eyes are snapping bright tonight, and I've got to tell Carly something. First, I've got to tell him how much I love him. Like, I'm going to tell you now that I didn't do when I started. But I do love you very much with all my heart, and I'm just so proud and happy that I'm able to have this machine to talk to you, because I can tell you a million things that happened where in writing a letter I don't get to tell you so much, and it sounds kind of stilted in a letter, and sometimes probably you get the wrong impression that what I say is real serious, when actually it's nothing. This whole thing is just a little bit of a happy life we're living. The action is going on. I had a number of things where action is involved. Last night, I got invited to dinner over at the Osa House. And who should be also invited but Kotzebue, Major Wood, and a new major that is relieving him, and by golly, we had a nice dinner. Now, the guy that invited us is named Fred, and he's a guy with a goatee and a mustache. I play tennis with him a lot, and he's an old hand at what he's doing in Osa, but he's also a little bit of a prig, I guess. He puts on a few airs that you do not care much for. I don't particularly care for them, but Fred is a good guy. I don't know how intelligent he is, but he speaks a couple of languages. Anyway, him and Kotzebue got into it for a couple of times, a couple of arguments. And I don't know, they were arguing about something when I first got there, and I missed out on what it was, something about nuts. And Fred wound up saying, well, I just don't like that kind of talk. I'm very sensitive about that. Kotzebue said, well, I'm sorry, I apologize. So during the course of the evening, we talked a lot of war and a lot of this and that. And this guy, Fred, wasn't with Kotzebue at all. Kotzebue couldn't say hardly anything. So, but we had a lot of Vietnamese chow. We had the good soup. And we had also the asparagus soup. And we had some of that Vietnamese chow they cook in the hot water in front of you, you know, the raw beef you put in, the shrimp you put in. And it was all right. I didn't eat too much of it. So I was kind of hungry, but I had eaten some bread and peanut butter before I went over. Well, then we got in a kind of a dice game after, lasted till 9 o'clock, 9:30, before I could get away. Well, there is my social life gone out. So today I went to work, and with a firm determination to solve that crazy inventory thing, which I worked very hard at, and I think I got most of it out of the way. At least I'm going to play like it's out of the way, because tomorrow morning I'll write a letter and I'll carry it to Canto with me. Now I've got to go to Canto tomorrow to take care of some kind of a conference, which they're going to start a new system on reporting on the automobiles, and they've got to tell us how to do it. They're going to use an IBM system. This will be the greatest, I guess. Probably foul up everything from now on. But so it goes. And I'll have to roll along with the punches, I guess, and do the best I can. Then I come back tomorrow night, and on Wednesday, I've got to go to Gokong and do some paperwork over there, and I'll try and drive over and come back in the afternoon. Then Thursday, I've got to go down to Canto and pick up the payroll. And when I do that, then I'll come back that day and I'll pay on Friday. So it looks like Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday are going to be busy days for me. But so much for that. I'll get all that out of the way, and then I'll have the week with you if I can get away. Well, I don't know whether I can get away or not. The old man gave me a blast the other day and said he thought my department was falling a little behind, and he didn't want that to happen. Hurt my feelings, so I passed it on to my crew and hurt their feelings. So what should happen? Here I am involved in this inventory up to my ears. And Saturday, Tuan turned in a note. He wanted to go on leave all this week. Well, I just wrote him a note, and I said, I'm sorry, but we're involved in the inventory, and we just don't have time to do that. And besides, I've got to do all this and this, and in the back of my mind, I was thinking, and here I am trying to keep him from going on leave, and I want to go on the second. But anyway, his wife came up yesterday, and he and I and Kotu went down to Yom Tram and counted some furniture and spent a little time with John Pitts and had lunch with him, in fact. They treated us very nice. Then we came home. Well, I guess that's about all I've got to say about the business this time. I enjoyed the letters from Ruby, and I'm sorry about Lou, as usual. By golly, he seems to be having lots of trouble. I don't know, I think he needs his crankcase drained and new oil put in, don't you? But I hope he gets better. I know everybody's taking care of him. I hope, I'm very sorry to hear about Larry getting out of the Army on a the Marines on a hardship. That's just not right. That guy is no more hardship than anything else. And he's Lou is just going to ruin him. That guy will kill Lou one day just because he was so nice to him. I don't want to be bitter. And the rest of us spent so much time in the service. There's no reason why that kid couldn't do his full tour. But I guess there's nothing to do about it. Anyway, I'll feel toward him like I always felt toward old Jack, the guy that killed himself, Ledesma's husband. He never went in the Army, and I always resented the fact that he didn't go. Well, honey, this tape's getting short. Old Carly's was gonna turn on Andy Williams and let you listen to some of the music of his show, but it got to interfering with what I wanted to say, so I'm going to not turn him on. I'm looking at his picture without any volume, however, and it's time for me to tell you how much I love you, and I hope to be seeing you next week, and I feel real fine. I about got in a fight tonight with some young lieutenant, and before it's over, I might get in a fight with him. It's Smart Aleck Murphy. He and I had a few words. It wasn't too many words, but he kept pushing a little bit. Maybe push too far. I'll drop him. But that won't bother me much. I can take care of him. He's a white guy, so I don't have to worry about the colored folks. Anyway, I love you very much, darling, with all my heart. I'll see you next week. And you give it all you got until I get there. And remember, you got to keep your eyebrows up high and your forehead crinkled up high so that people know that you're really alert and your eyes are snapping. And boy, I'll make them snap when I get there, because I'm going to lift you up in the air until you bounce your head up on the ceiling. But I do love you, and I wish you was here so I could hold you in my arms, close to me, and kiss you sweetly and whisper in your ear how much I love you. And by golly, that's a lot. I love you an awful lot. I think you're the best. You're the mostest, wonderful, the sweetest, the kindest, the loveliest girl in all the world. Good night, honey. Goodbye. I'll see you on next week, about Sunday. That's the second. Mark that day on your calendar. And it's a good Sabbath day, and we can have a good Sabbath day together. And I'm going to try and...